1. The Crucible of Suffering. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. As my longtime friend lay in his hospital bed, weak and dying, in the spring of 2018, he looked up at me with inquisitive eyes, as if asking, pleading, "What do I do now?" Of all the shared years of ministry and friendship with Barry Morrow, one memory flashed in my mind and stood out from all the rest. Barry and me punting down the Charwell River in a short afternoon getaway during a summer program at Oxford in England. It was the summer of 1996. The journey was filled with the things we both loved, reveling in the beauty of God's creation, talking of great literature, and exchanging quotes and ruminations on one of our favorite writers, C.S. Lewis. But that pleasurable memory faded as a tinge of bitterness grew into a heavy weight of sorrow as I recalled the path Barry's life had followed in the years since that summer. Yes, Barry was a man saved by grace. He, of all people, knew it was by God's grace alone, through faith in Christ alone, that would lead him into the presence of the Father in a matter of days. He was a man who had spent a lifetime teaching and coaching others about finishing well in life. Yet here on his deathbed, he lay estranged from his former wife and now grown children, alienated by the wreckage infidelity had wrought and all the lies, deceit, and cover-up that so often accompanies it. He was, by all indicators, not going to finish well. The irony was obvious to everyone around him, but it didn't make the situation easy. Conquering human pride never is. The cancer that wreaked havoc inside Barry's body was eroding the earthly shell of this man who once stood at my side as a partner in ministry. But his soul was fully alive, and there was still time. I knew exactly what Barry needed to do, but I wasn't sure if he would do it. He'd resisted my and others' past urgings to be reconciled with his earthly family. But now was different. With nothing left to hold on to, keenly aware that he didn't have much longer to live, his heart had become tender. He was open and ready to hear the truths God had put on my heart to share. I urged Barry to make his relationships right, his relationship with God and his relationships with his former wife and children. Leave no unfinished business, I told him. Shortly after I talked to Barry in the hospital, which wound up being my last time with him, Barry called for his ex-wife, Carolita, to join him at his bedside, and they spoke for over an hour. Forgiveness was requested and granted. When he called for his two grown children immediately thereafter, he spoke these words of reflection on his encounter with Carolita. It's like sitting down with someone for the first time. You know them, but yet you don't. It was amazing. There was no pretense. The love and forgiveness I've been shown from her, you all, and friends would not have happened apart from this disease. There's a great line from C.S. Lewis, who wrote a letter in A Severe Mercy. What Lewis is saying is God has given you a severe mercy. You would never in your life have asked for this, but you've been given tragedy.